are here at the 2017 ACUC in wonderful Las Vegas. I'm here with Danielle Frawley. How are you, Danielle?
Really great. Thank you.
Good, good. Thank you so much for being here. And we were supposed to have Mr. James Marshall in the studio lounge, but he's getting married.
He
so
is.
Very exciting.
Yes, very exciting for him.
Yeah. So thank you for filling in.
Absolutely.
You're going to do quite nicely. We're going to talk about millennials. Like, we haven't talked about millennials enough these days, but there's always something new with this group. And are you presenting at this conference? Or are you just going to, or is this the topic at hand we're going to talk about?
Well, it's a topic at hand we're talking about.
Okay.
I'm leading the crash group
at
the ACUC.
Okay.
So that's my role here this week.
Okay.
And really making sure that we're informing credit unions of what we've learned from these crashes from the millennials and how they're integrating into the workforce.
Okay. Very cool. And so what are you guys doing here? I mean, obviously you're kind of networking and introducing them to everybody. And is it kind of like a complimentary thing that you're doing from the GAC, that type of stuff? Or how is it going?
Yes, definitely. So the main thing we did yesterday is we got together and talked about, you know, the credit union system, making sure they understood all the layers, you know, why Madison's the hub and what brought many of the credit union system orgs there, and then discussing, you know, what they can do in the workplace to be more effective and to really build up their career as leaders, and then what success looks like at the end of this week, so what they want to get out of this. And of course, a lot of that was networking and getting to talk to, you know, we had Jim Nussel in yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Spending time with the group, and we have 12 crashers here from across the country, very engaged, very excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the topic at hand here, preparing credit unions for millennials in the workplace and as members. What's going on here? Because they're a different group. And so working with them in the workplace and then managing them as members is a whole different ball of wax. So what can we expect from this group?
Sure. Well, firstly, I will say that as an elder millennial, I really do not like this topic.
The elder millennial. I like that. Okay.
Because we have such vast variances, right? Especially depending on where we were born within that technology realm. So for those of us that were born before like 1989 in the millennial group are very different than those that were born after,
indeed,
right?
Indeed.
We had very different experiences and relativity to what life looks like for us after that. The next thing I would say is we've also learned a lot from this crash group and doing these crashes. And so one of the big key findings we had when we did some survey work around this was, you know, credit unions really are trying to find ways to bring in that talent and look for that talent. And that's why we have that Center of Excellence for the War for Talent that's sponsored by Visa.
Right, right.
And what we found when we did some of the surveying is these crashers came in looking at their credit union as a leaping pad. They fell into it. Most just started a teller job and didn't expect to stay. And after, you know, crashing and being at some of these events, they went back. And when we surveyed them, 95% said that very, very thing. It was a leaping pad before they left. And when they got back, they asked for a career path there. So a pretty effective way to make sure that they're understanding what we're doing, because what we're finding is not enough credit unions are talking about the social impact we're having and that cooperative finance model. And when the millennials start to see that come to fruition in their workplace, they feel much more engaged and attached.
That's the connector, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Because, yeah, I've read studies as well that the millennial group, I mean, I think anybody for that matter, likes working for organizations that have a greater meaning, that have a really deep commitment to the community as well. So that's what you're finding as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, just like the book Start With Why by Simon Sinek, it's very much what is your why? And when they can feel that purpose and connection, it's not just about the paycheck at the end of the day for them. Yes, that's important, and we need to look at that and be making sure that we have fair compensation plans in place. But how can we really light a fire within them instead of under them?
Right. I like that. So the importance here for credit unions is?
Well, the big thing is making sure that they're benchmarking, right? Looking at what folks are looking for in the workplace outside of that. So with our young adult advisory work that James is working on, we've been taking and surveying the public to see what millennials are looking for in the workplace, and then going into credit unions and saying, okay, well, this is where they expect you to be,
right.
And this is where you're at when we surveyed your millennial team. So how do we fill in those gaps? And the big piece is just being aware of those things and doing more to try to help with work-life integration. You know, one of the things that I often see credit unions do is they try to get their millennials involved in social media, but yet, like, they have no access to social media within the organization.
Right.
So you're expecting them to take part in this, but it's also off limits within the workplace. So, you know, really practicing and how we can follow through in that, because it's not really a balance for them anymore. It's work and life really integrate, and helping them find that space.
Should we lift that ban social media in the workplace, or should there be some sort of, I don't know, some sort of middle ground we could find there? Because that's their life and that's how they communicate, and I think it would benefit credit unions to do something like that. Maybe?
For sure. I mean, I'll be honest.
Throwing that out there.
My background, I was the chief reach officer at a credit union, and if I was very honest with myself, even though my team didn't have access when we were in the credit union, yeah. I knew that they were still pulling out their phones and going on it anyway. So they're going to find a way to get to it.
I got you. I hear you. All right. So what are some takeaways that credit unions can help adopt to attract this? Because there's some very talented folks in this group as well. So what can we do to keep them in this industry?
For sure. Well, a lot of things we're hearing is, you know, some of the benefits that are outside just the compensation. So paid paternal leave is becoming a big deal in credit unions. Incorporating more health and wellness into organizations. A lot of folks are looking for ways that they can have that work-life integration. So can they work out on their lunch hour quickly and be able to get back to work in a timely fashion? Do they have flexibility within the workspace, which is very difficult for us as credit unions because we are retail-focused, right? So trying to make sure that we're able to, you know, whether it's job sharing and things like that, to allow flexibility for folks within that space. And simple things like, you know, we had a lot of young parents at my prior credit union, and you'd have snow days for kids, and there's nowhere for them to take their kids.
Right.
And so, yeah, open up your break room and throw a bunch of toys in there and, you know, make it workable. I mean, these folks have difficult lives, and for us to just be human and look at that approach from a human-centered focus is certainly going to go a long way.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, what's next for these folks? And then there's Gen Z coming down the turnpike. I mean, when does it end, Danielle? What are we going to do?
Right. I mean, I think it's just, as we said, a human-centered approach. So getting to know folks, and we are so different. And so when you use different tests, you know, whether it's the color zone test or the Myers-Briggs, the big five, making sure that you're trying to understand each other from that perspective, because there's so much that millennials can learn from their more seasoned credit union executives, but there's so much that the seasoned credit union executives can learn from that. So really embracing those differences and helping to build a better credit union because of those things. I think that's going to be the biggest move going forward, because, you know, it's going to continue to evolve and change, and every generation is going to be different. And, you know, how do we embrace their strengths and bring that into the organization to help our members?
Great message to end on. Danielle, being an elder millennial, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio lounge. Appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Well done.
Have a great day.
Good job. You too. Thank you.